There's Always That, written by Slightly Tookish and read by Eos Rose. Absolutely useless, Arthur grumbled as he threw another branch onto the fire. Here they were, 5 days out of Camelot, on what was meant to be a nice, uneventful, and relaxing hunting trip. Or it would have been if Merlin had gone and caught a cold and spent the past 2 days scaring away all the deer with his coughs and sneezes. And now Arthur had to see to the horses and build up the fire and fetch the water and do all the useless things his manservant should have been doing if he wasn't curled in a blanket, fast asleep. Useless and irritating, he said, though his heart wasn't in it, especially not when Merlin rolled over, sniffling wetly and looking utterly miserable. Arthur studied him for a moment, observing Merlin's moosed hair and the slight flush of his cheeks and the way his shoulders trembled from the cold. He was lying too far away from the fire. He had dropped where he stood, barely taking the time to fumble his blanket out of his pack, when Arthur had gruffly suggested that he get some rest, and had fallen asleep within minutes. Arthur had never seen Merlin move so quickly before, or follow an order without complaint. Not that he was concerned about him, or anything. With a sigh, Arthur stalked across the camp, stopping only to retrieve his own blanket, and sat down next to Merlin. Idiot, he said, gazing down at him fondly, before he stretched out beside him and pulled him close. Merlin immediately shifted, turning over to wrap his arms around Arthur's waist, and burying his face in his neck. Arthur carefully tucked both blankets around Merlin's shoulders, and might have even taken hold of his icy hands in an attempt to warm them up. Only for his own comfort, of course. He told himself it would be rather uncomfortable if Merlin's cold fingers brushed against him during the night. Merlin sighed and relaxed against him, his wet nose nudging Arthur's neck. Like a great slobbering dog, Arthur muttered, and he should have been disgusted, and he should have pushed Merlin away. But for some strange reason, he only wanted to hold him closer. I don't know why I put up with you. Between sniffles, Merlin mumbled, Love you too, Arthur. Yes, well, Arthur acceded, pausing to kiss the top of Merlin's head. There's always that. The end.